This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The new Marketplace Edison Research poll we commissioned finds economic anxiety is down since the presidential election. And this scientific poll finds that three-quarters of respondents are fearful they won't be able to afford the medical services they need. At the same time, there are some state lawmakers who want people on Medicaid to be more concerned about health care costs. From the Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein looks at the effort to get low-income Americans to pay more for their care.
Blue states and red states are perpetually worried about Medicaid spending. One fix, particularly popular in the red states, is the old skin-in-the-game solution. Orrin Cass is with the right-leaning Manhattan Institute.
When you go to the doctor, when you go to the hospital, that's costing a lot of people a lot of money, and that should be a factor in your decision-making.
The theory, the more your own cash is at risk, the more careful you'll be with that cash. Historically, Medicaid co-pays have been low, a buck or two. Starting under the Obama administration, a few states like Iowa, Michigan, and Indiana imposed higher co-pays and monthly premiums on the Medicaid recipients higher up the income scale. But now, with President Trump in office, the state of Wisconsin is pushing a radical proposal, says Kevin Kane of Citizen Action of Wisconsin.
Increase the monthly premiums that people pay as much as $10 more a month. And if you fail to do that, you can find yourself kicked off the program. But even if you pay all your premiums, there's a time limit on how long you can be on it, 48 months over your lifetime.
So now, Governor Scott Walker is waiting on federal health officials to sign off. The question, how would it impact people in Wisconsin?
Just like another punch in the gut.
Michelle Mick is 45 and lives outside Milwaukee. After two bouts with breast cancer, Mick suffers from migraines and fatigue, and those cost her two full-time jobs. Now she's working part-time as a saleswoman, earning about $1,000 a month. Mick doubts forcing her to pony up more of her own money will improve her fiscal or her financial health.
For me, it would just be, you know, adding to the credit card in hopes of getting to the point where I'm going to be able to pay things off. It's stressful when you're dealing with health issues and then you throw in financial concerns. I mean, financial issues are stressful.
Mick gets that conservatives want to make sure people don't carelessly use Medicaid resources. She says she's not going on any kind of healthcare shopping sprees. She's just trying to get herself well enough to get back to work and get off Medicaid. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.